is Jerry Blumberg.
Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. My screensaver has this verse sprawled across the top, with falling leaves blurred in the background. It is the season of Thanksgiving, with the holiday less than a week away. Reasons for giving thanks in year 2016. The election is over. Family is all back in California. Vision is stable. Grandgirlies are happy in school. New church with new opportunities. Everyone has a job. Mark and Parker are taking it one day at a time. Our pastor often noted in his Thanksgiving sermon that he was thankful for his bed, his car, and his dog, good food and clothes to wear. So many things we take for granted. In a world of war and confusion, the everyday creature comforts become expected. But just ask a Christian family fleeing from Mosul, having to leave everything behind, what they are thankful for. Yet I think the one thing I am most thankful for is hope. For without hope, why even try? Why go to work? Why study for that test? Why take those medicines or go to physical therapy? Why make time to visit that friend in the hospital? Why care about the outcome of that election? Why look for anything different in those hard areas of life? Because there is someone and something greater than ourselves who gives us hope and ultimately an eternal home. Christ defeated Satan at his own game because death is not the end. It is only the beginning. His resurrection put the final nail in Satan's coffin regarding our future. Fretting and worrying about tomorrow only takes away our joy and peace. God knows what's next on his calendar and ours. Our job is to trust him and do the tasks each day that he calls us to do. Take time to say thank you to those who cross your path. Lift thanks to God for his many blessings each day. A heart of gratitude changes our outlook and makes our heart happy. And this is a perfect week to practice. That is our hope.
This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.